This is Truth Matters, Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. In this edition, Dr. Davis gives us more info on what to expect from the false prophet.
The false prophet will have the power to counterfeit the miracles of God, such as calling down fire from heaven. If you remember, this is very similar to the two witnesses that we studied before. Calling down fire from heaven was associated with the power of God in the Old Testament, and we find that in four different occasions. In Genesis chapter 19, verse 24, then the Lord rained down brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So that was the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah. We find Leviticus 10, verses 1 through 2. Then Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he had not commanded them. So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. So we see profane fire and how judgment immediately comes to Aaron's two sons. In 1 Kings 18, verse 38, in the story of Elijah, then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. We see this very similar to the same mission that Elijah will have as the second witness that we see in verses 3 through 6 of chapter 11 of Revelation. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. If anyone wants to harm them, fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. These have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy, and they have power over waters to turn them to blood, and they strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. Let's look at the deception of the second beast. This is real interesting. As we say before, that Satan is a great deceiver. In verses 14 through 15, we see, and he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should speak and cause many of those to worship him. Really what you see, the false prophet is setting up a great masquerade. The false prophet deceives the people into building an image which is used as a focal point for the worship of the Antichrist. The image will likely be set up in Jerusalem as a counterfeit to the temple of God. We don't know what this image will be, as some think it will be a hologram. Some people think that the Pope is a hologram today. You should actually Google that. But this will be the gathering place to worship the Antichrist. The false prophet does not give life, but he is granted power to give breath to the image that he should speak. Some say it is ventriloquism. Some say it's a hologram. Some say it's a computer like Alexa. We don't really know, but the false prophet makes the image seem to be alive.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at cherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world, because truth matters.